Welcome to Progress in Mind Resource Center, where we bring you the latest news in psychiatry and neurology.
Making primary care count in mental health provision. In countries with few resources, some recovering from conflict, mental health care does not generally receive the attention it deserves. But there is also inequity of provision in well-funded systems. In both contexts, clinically beneficial and cost-effective care can be built from the bottom up. A World Congress of Psychiatry session on primary care heard contrasting but complementary accounts of how this can be done. Provision of mental health care is often represented as a pyramid, with self-care and informal community care at its base, service provision by workers in primary care in the middle, and at the apex, specialised psychiatry, which is reserved for the most seriously ill. Implementing this structure is especially important in countries with low and middle income, where psychiatrists are few. In the whole of southern Sudan, for example, there is only one psychiatrist. Claire Whitney, who is an International Medical Corps Global Mental Health Advisor based in Jordan, told the Mexico meeting. The situation is even more critical in settings of high humanitarian need where communities have been disrupted by conflict or disaster. An effective strategy is to build the capacity of non-specialists. The International Medical Corps has helped in more than 70 countries using a stepwise approach that starts with identifying needs and resources and gaining the cooperation of those already involved. This is followed by training primary providers in pharmacological and non-pharmacological interventions. Then, where possible, there is the organisation of pathways of referral to more specialised services. This may require networking and advocacy at government level. The final step is to ensure the sustainability of the services that have been organised. In his introduction to the session, Saul Levin, CEO of the American Psychiatric Association, had emphasised the importance of collaboration between primary care and specialised psychiatric services. This theme was taken up by Amanda Howe, Professor of Primary Care at the University of East Anglia in the UK. Primary care provision for those with mental health problems can be affordable and can be effective, she argued. But there needs to be integration, including established routes of referral to more specialised mental health services, access to them as a source of advice, and facilities for exchanging information. Family doctor involvement should be driven by values and beliefs and not just by practical considerations, she said. But the idea does have many practical advantages. The primary care physician is likely to have known the patient for many years, is aware of their physical health problems and their social circumstances, and can at least in theory access community support from outside the practice. That said, the primary care team, and it is not only doctors but the full range of health professionals, needs to be appropriately trained and there needs to be provision for reimbursement. Quick fixes don't work for complex situations, Professor Howe said. Ideally, primary care should engage in the prevention of mental ill health and the promotion of positive health, as well as the identification of problems and their management. A key to the latter is a consultation that is open to the emergence of mental health issues, a process that Professor Howe describes as a rewarding dance of discovery.
Thank you for listening to the Progress in Mind Resource Center podcast. For additional resources and materials, visit us at progress.im.